All right, now here's another one I got. I don't want to say the person's name because I don't know if they want their name said, but it says, Bob, I've been a longtime listener of your show and have always appreciated your insight and rationale to the things you say. I'm a very logical person, so I am drawn to your logical explanations. This may be an odd question, and I'm not sure if you're able or willing to comment on this, but I have questions regarding your experience with the Brain Life Center. I've heard how you described how it changed your life, cured your insomnia. Well, I've dealt with anxiety for the past 5 years, over 5 years, and I've sought out therapy in the past, Christian and non-Christian. But anxiety is a thought in my head, and almost every second of the day, it severely hinders my ability to live a victorious Christian life. So here's my question to you. Before going to the Brain Life Center, how did you determine that that was the right move? Were you concerned with or were there any potential negative or harmful side effects that made you pause on seeking this therapy? Also, I fear that trying this therapy might be a sign that I have no faith in God to heal me, so therefore I'm trying anything that promises to help. All right, well, fair question. I really see a couple of different issues here. One of them is specifically related to the Brain Life Center treatment itself, and then the other one is the idea of if you try any kind of treatments, does that mean you don't have faith in God somehow? So let me deal with the first one with Brain Life. You folks hear the Brain Life Center commercials on this show, and I tell you about Dave and Julie, Dave Sanders, Julie Lamphere. They're friends of mine now. And the question this person asks me is, Bob, how did you determine that this was the right move for you? I wasn't really sure if it was, folks, to be honest with you. When you hear the Brain Life commercials, I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again as a reminder. One of our sales executives here had come to me and said, Bob, there's this company and they're interested in advertising on your show. And I didn't know anything about them. I said, what do they do? She says, well, it's brainwave optimization. I said, what is brainwave optimization? I don't know anything about it. And so she told me and explained it. And my first reaction was, I don't know. I don't know that I can promote something like this because I don't know if it's maybe new age or I don't know if it's something that's going to mess with people's brains or whatever. And so she said, well, why don't you at least meet with them? So I agreed to go out and meet with them. And the first thing I did was I sat down and I started asking them, you know, I said, you guys want to advertise on my show? Okay, but I need to ask you some questions. I spent probably a couple of hours like grilling them. I said, okay, first of all, are you Christians? Yes, we are. I said, all right, well, tell me about it. Tell me about your faith in Christ. And honestly, folks, I just wanted to make sure that they weren't like new age, you know, weirdos or stuff like that. So then I was like, okay, explain the technology to me. And so they were describing it and I'm like, okay, well, let me understand the science. So this is scientific now. This isn't just some kind of weird, squirrely, new age stuff. This is scientific. So explain the physiology of what happens in the brain. So they're showing me and they're showing the equipment and whatever. And so as they're explaining it, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, this does make sense. And I can see where this would be a good thing. You know, your brain's out of alignment. And so the brain can naturally repair itself. So I said to them, well, before I consider this, I want to try it myself because I'm not going to talk about it with my audience until I try it myself. So they hooked me up and they, you know, they did all the stuff and they read and they scanned like my brain and my brain waves and such. There's nothing invasive. It's all natural. It's just reading your brainwave activity. Now, what I didn't tell them was that I had suffered from severe insomnia for like, I don't know, 25 years or so. And I mean, I really, it was just brutal. I mean, I would take at least 2 or 3 hours to fall asleep every single night. And then when I did fall asleep, I'd usually wake up after about 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the night. And then I could never fully get back to sleep. I just like bounce in and out of sleep. And that's just how I lived my life, folks, for like 25 years. And then there'd be a few times a year where I wouldn't fall asleep at all. I would just lay there all night long until the sun came up and then come in here and try to do my show. And it's like, whoa. But I didn't tell them this. I deliberately didn't tell them this because I wanted to try to trick them and see if, you know, how credible they were. And so when they scanned, they came back and they said, how are you sleeping? And I'll level with folks, I lied, but I was testing them. And I said, I'm sleeping fine. And they were like, really? Because we're showing that your brain is severely sleep deprived. Not sleep deprived, but severely sleep deprived. And I was like, nope, don't know what to tell you. I'm sleeping fine 8 hours a day. And we just sat there and we stared at each other and they looked at each other and they said, okay, let us go and start checking their equipment and whatever. And I was honestly, folks, I was testing them just out of the chance that they tried to pull some kind of, it's okay. No, what that means is this, and try to double talk their way out of it. But they came back and they said, you know what? We're really embarrassed. We want to advertise on your show, but we're really embarrassed because obviously our equipment's malfunctioning because we show that you're severely deep sleep deprived. And if you're not, then that means somehow we're messing up and we don't understand where. It's like they stuck to their guns. Well, that impressed me. And I said, all right, here's the truth. And I told them, but I told them I was testing them and they understood that. And then so I went through the program and they totally cured my insomnia. And I haven't had insomnia now for over 4 years. I haven't had one single sleepless night. But part of so to answer the person's question, how did I determine it was the right move? Ahead of time, I didn't because I was skeptical and I wanted to test it. And I vetted them pretty severely. But during this and certainly afterward, I was like, wow, this actually really does work. And they don't plant any information in your brain at all. They just let the brain naturally repair itself, which is how it works. And so I'm completely sold on it. But one of the side effects in a positive way is that if you deal with anxiety, it clears up that anxiety for most people, which is really good too. No negative or harmful side effects at all, because it's all natural, nothing invasive at all. So that's what I would say about that. Now, the final thing in here is when he says, trying therapies or things like this, is that a sign that I have no faith in God? Not at all. Because, folks, think about it. When you have a headache, you take aspirin, right? Does that mean you don't have faith in God that he could cure you of your headache? Of course he could. But he may in his sovereignty choose not to. So you take some aspirin. If you break your arm, yes, God is able to heal your broken bone miraculously. But does that mean you don't go to the doctor and get a cast? Of course you do. I mean, you use medical technology. Even Paul said to Timothy to take wine for your stomach problems and frequent illnesses. Does that mean that Timothy wasn't having trust in God or faith in God? Cancer patients get chemotherapy. If you have poor eyesight, you go get eyeglasses. If your spine's out of alignment, you go to a chiropractor. God could miraculously heal any of these things. But that doesn't mean that you don't use these kinds of advances in medical technology to help yourselves in these areas. God gives us these things, I would argue, and I look at Brain Life Center and what they do is, since it's completely natural anyway, it's like, of course, go to something like this or anything else that you need that can medically help you. And if God in his sovereignty decides to perform a miracle, that's great. But if he doesn't, then use the things that man has been able to develop as we have advanced in technology. I don't see anything wrong with that as a Christian. That's just my honest opinion. All right, you're listening to The Bob Duco Show.